back to our Gemara Tainis. Let's learn today. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, learning in the merit that our hostages should return home safely and swiftly. The soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious. Yesterday we finished off discussing, or we are in the middle of discussing, the concept of Nisach HaMayim, that there was this, they poured water on the Mizbeach on Sukkos, and we aren't sure when they poured it. We also don't have a proof for it in the Pasuk, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, but we found some sort of allusion from it, from extra words in the Pasuk. We put together the extra letters, a Mem, a Yud, a Mem, which alluded to Mayim. So we're going to continue talking about other allusions we have to this Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, this tradition passed down from Moshe about pouring the water. Rabbi Akiva Omar, this is like five lines down on Beis Amud Beis. On the sixth day of Sukkos, we begin to mention Mashiv Ruach Mardik Ashen. Why Shner Bashishi? Because it says in connection with the Tumid offering of the sixth day, Unesachecha, and its libations, instead of saying Viniska, it's libation in singular, it says a plural, meaning there are two libations, two pourings, one's referring to water, one's referring to wine. And the day that we do the water, that's the day we're also going to start mentioning the powers of the rain. So we actually read that yesterday. That was quick chazar. So the Gemara says, maybe the fact that it says nisacheha in plural, meaning it's libations, it's pouring in plural, maybe it's talking about two times you pour wine, and not one time you're pouring wine and one time that you're pouring water. So he agrees with Yehuda Meseir, the Amar Reza Maya. He says, no, hello, didn't we just say there was a remez, an allusion of the extra letters that said Mayim? So therefore, clearly one of them is going to be water. Esav like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So if Rabbi Akiva believes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, name could have a say, let him say like him. And what did he tell us? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is of the opinion that because the Mayim, the illusion of the extra letters begins on the second day of Sukkot, meaning on the second, when the Torah records the Tumid offering brought on the second day of Sukkot, that's the first time you find an extra letter of a Mem. So therefore, he says, that's the day you should start mentioning Mashiv Ruach Mardik Ashen. Why does Rabbi Akiva disagree and think you should start saying it on the sixth day? After all, he agrees with Yehuda Meseira that there, we do follow this illusion of Mayim. Because although we have extra letters beginning on the second day that allude to Mayim, but the reference of extra libations, that is on the sixth day, and therefore on the sixth day is when we begin to mention Mashiv Ruach Mardik Ashen. Okay, Tanya. Once we got a little sidetracked discussing a Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai and finding some sort of scriptural allusion, if you will, intimation to Nisach HaMayim, we're now going to find others. The Pasuk says as follows. The Kodesh Haseich Nesach Sheichar La'ashem. This is talking about the wine we pour with every Tumid. On the holy altar, pour a libation of wine, intoxicating beverage to Hashem. Haseich Nesach. Haseich Nesach implies there's a double libation. Okay. Echad Nesach HaMayim, one talking about the pouring of the water, Echad Nesach HaYayin, one talking about the pouring of the wine, the libation. Maybe because they both there were wine. Why we assume one's water, one's wine? In Cain, Licht of Kra, O Haseich Haseich, O Nesach Nesach. And stay uniform in terms of the words you use for libation, either Haseich Haseich or Nesach Nesach. Why Haseich Nesach? My Haseich Nesach? Probably not. It's two different things being poured. Chad Maya v'chad Chamra. Okay. We're now going to quote another Mishnah and try to figure out how it coheres with our understanding. Elohadetna. We learned the following Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in Masech Sukkah. Nisach HaMayim Kol Zayin. Water was poured, the water libation service, all 7 days of Sukkot or Sukkos. Money. Well, who's this going to be? It's not going to be anyone we just learned. We just mentioned a number of people, and seemingly all of them had, you know, the second day, the sixth day, Shemini Atzeres. So which one's it going to be? Yeshua says we only begin to mention the rain on Shemini Atzeres. So name Chad Yomos, the Mishnah should have said we only pour the water one day. Okay, meaning on Shemini Atzeres. Rabbi Akiva, and if you tell me it's Rabbi Akiva, Chaydnam, you have 2 days. If it's Rabbi Akiva, then you have it Treyam, 2 days, you have the sixth and the seventh day. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, who says that we begin doing the water on the second day, after all, that's when we got the illusion from. Shniyoma, you have 6 days, meaning the second through the seventh. So then who is the author of this Mishnah in Sukkah, which says you do it for all the days? For all the days, after all, seemingly here we don't have all the days. We either have from day two through day six or day eight. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Al Olam Yehuda Maseris. The Mishnah says, no, it's actually Yehuda Masera. Ukasarale Rabbi Yehuda Masnisa. And what's happening here is we're gonna have Rabbi Yehuda Masera and Ben Besera. So pay attention. So let's go. Al Olam Yehuda Maseris. This is Rabbi Yehuda Masera. Usarale Rabbi Yehuda Masnisa. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. What Mishnah? At the time, if we learned this, now we learned the Mishnah in Sukkah. Yehuda Omar, the Lokai Onasi called Shmona, that the Kohen would pour all 8 days. Umas Umafik Risha. However, unlike Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezera, he says you only start on the second day. Then you only start on the second day. So he's going to say, let me just go back one line. La'olam Yehuda ben Bezera. So the author of this Mishnah says you pour for 7 days is Yehuda ben Bezera. Well, Minor Yehuda Masera said you only start pouring the second day, so second through seven. So he says, no. Usvila Yehuda de Masnisa. Yehuda ben Besera is following Yehuda of our Mishnah. And Yehuda of our Mishnah says as follows. Yehuda Omar, the local Yonasa called Shmona. You would pour the water all 8 days. Umavik Risha. However, unlike Yehuda of our Mishnah, Yehuda ben Besera said you start from the sixth day, from the second day, Umayal Shmini. However, like Yehuda of the Mishnah, he says he includes the eighth day, which means you end up with a total of 7 days. Again, just to say it outside, because I got to make sure it's clear. We had a Mishnah that says you pour 7 days. We said, who is the author of this Mishnah? It can't be anyone we know. So, no, actually, it is Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera. Well, 1 minute, Yehuda ben Besera said you only start pouring the second day. The answer is yes. Yehuda ben Besera said you start pouring the second day, but you pour all the way, including Shmini Atzeres, so that's which is the eighth day of Sukkot. But since you start the second, that means you poured for 7 days. Excellent. Umayish Narishin Delo. Then the Gemara is going to reject this. Why does Yehuda ben Besera say you don't perform on the first day? The Chirmiz Amayin, because we have this allusion to water. Starting on the second day, right? Remember the extra letters of Mem, Yod, and Mem. B'sheni d'mrizi, on the first day that the illusion begins to appear, as in the extra Mem in the Pesukim appear on the second day. Kir mizamai b'shvihu d'mrizi. Yeah, but however, the illusion goes, it's day two, all the way through day seven. It doesn't appear on Shmini Atzeres, so Yehuda Maser, why would he extend it, therefore, to Shmini Atzeres if the illusion ends on day seven? Therefore, he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Clearly, he only thinks you say it for 6 days. Pour water for 6 days. Rabbi Yeshua, he's the author of Mishnah, must be Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, but Rabbi Yeshua said that you begin to mention Mashiach Ruach Hamor Degashma on the eighth day. And if he thinks you begin to mention, mention the eighth day, seemingly, therefore, he says you are pouring water all 8 days. The answer is going to be no. He thinks you only pour water, Dinis Chamayin, for 7 days of Sukkot, but the eighth day, you start mentioning Mashiach Ruach Hamor Degashem, i.e. he decouples the mentioning of Mashiach Ruach Hamor Degashem from the pouring of water, the Dinis Chamayin, and therefore the author of the Mishnah who says you pour 7 days is in fact Rabbi Yeshua. Dinis Chamayin called Shiva Hilchus Gemir Lein. How does he know you only pour water 7 days, not the eighth day? Because that's Halach L'moshim Sinai. Dam Rav Ami, Dam Rav Yochanan. Here are three things that are lachim which we see. Here are three things that are among the many things that are lachim which we see. By the way, the Rambam has a list of what they are. However, the Rambam's list is there's some problems with it, including that he includes things that are clearly not. Why is that? Not for now. Esther Natio is the fact that we know during the year of Shemitah, one is not allowed to plow a field. Now, 2 years ago, during Mishnah Yomi, on Pesach, around that time, we discussed the concept of Esed Tios. If you have a field that has 10 young saplings for every base saw, during the 30 days that precede the Shemitah year, you can work on it. Normally, even not only Shemitah are you prohibited from working the field, but even leading up to it, doing things that will cause growth during the Shemitah year. But in this case, you're allowed to. Arava, the fact that they did this whole ceremony with the Aravos in the base of Migdash and Sukkos, found in Sefer Sukkah, the Nizramayim, and the subject of our mat that we're dealing with now, the subject here of the water libation, halachim which we see now. It's all halachim which we see now, including in that it's only done 7 days. Whereas according to Yeshua, on the eighth day, you begin to mention Mashiach Ruach Umayrid Hashem. Yehuda Omer Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, says Yehuda the name of Yeshua. Over the table, Yom Tov Achon Shachag. One who goes to daven to lead the prayers to be the Shliach Tzibra on the last day of Sukkos, which is Shmi Atzeres. Ha'achron, the one who leads Musaf Maskir, mentions Mashiach Ruach. Harishon Eino Maskir, but the first one, but it doesn't, Davin Shachar does not mention it. With the Rishon Shal Pesach, fast forward to Passover, the one who Davin Shachar mentions that Rishon Masker, but after in the Masker, no Davens Musaf, we do Tefillas Tal, and you no longer mention it. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. So who is Rabbi Yeshua in accordance with? Either Rishon Nasis, if you say to Rishon Rav Mishnah, who Hayom Rabbi Yom Tov Ha'achon Shachaku Masker, who Rishon Rav Mishnah says on the last day of the Yom Tov of we mention it, implying that during Shachris already. El Rishua Bib Debraisa and Rishua Debraisa Mishas Nachaso. There he said, for the time we put the lulav down, which implies that it's probably Marv of the eighth day. So who is it? So which is Rabbi Yeshua? Is this Vesu? Furthermore, how the time he lived in another Braisa, Yehuda Omer Shem Rabbi Ben Beseira, Yehuda said the name of Ben Beseira, not Yehuda Ben Beseira, again, it's a little confusing. Yehuda said the name of Ben Beseira. Over the Teva Yom Tov Achron Shachag, when it goes before the Teva to lead the Shleil Tzibor on Shemitah Teres, Achron Maskir, the latter one mentions it. So now what we have here, so is Ben Beseira is the author and not Rabbi Yeshua. Yet a minute ago, we said it was Rabbi Yeshua. The problem is that Rabbi Yeshua, we had other versions of Rabbi Yeshua where he seemingly said it either it's done at Shachar's or it's done at Marav the night beforehand. So, hey, Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira are we talking about here? Either Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, if it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira we just mentioned, HaMishin Mechagu Masker. He already told us that you start mentioning Mashiach Ruach Mardagash on the second day of Sukkot, so it can't be him. Rabbi Nachmar Yitzhak, hey, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, actually, who is this Ben Beseira? It's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, meaning that all works out well because it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. And Zim Nekarli Bishmei, sometimes we call Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes we call him by his name. Zim Nekarli Bishmei Da'aba, sometimes we call him by his father's name. But Makami does Smicha, before he had Smicha, Vahabas Smicha, and after he had Smicha, we call him Rabbi Yeshua. And now everything works out well, meaning to say that we have the Yeshua of our Mishnah is not this Rabbi Yeshua. It's actually Rishua ben Hananya, okay, and rather the Rishua of the Braisa and the Rishua and the Anana and the Rehuda Amar Bishua Rishua is all the same person, so we're all good and well. Excellent. Says the Gemara. Tana, learned in a Braisa. Batel Harua Zolchiv Cham Laski. If a person does not mention Tal Ruchos Lochiv Cham Laski. Tal, the do, and wind, a person does not have to mention. Then Balahaskir, Maskir, if he wants to mention, he can mention it. So either this means, seeming Rashi or seem to think that if a person just says, Mawrud Hagashim, you go to, even though you didn't mention the Ruach, or the Ritva points out here that there is a custom, which the Mechaber quotes, the Ramak says the Ashkenazim don't do this, but the Mechaber says that during the summer months, a person says, Mawrud Hatal. So the Ramak says, we don't do it, although the Midgar Israel's Ashkenazim do this as well. And says the Gemara here that it's not ma'akiv, meaning to say, if you forget to say Mawrud Hatal in the summer months, you still fulfill your obligation of Shemoneh Esrei. Similarly, if you think it's talking about just in general mentioning wind, if you say Morad Agashim, leave out Mashav Ruach, the Mishnah Berurah passes as well, based off this Gemara, you fulfill your obligation. Okay, my time. And now the Gemara is going to get into a long discussion of the importance of wind and how it's so indispensable to the world. God's never going to withhold it, and therefore we don't need to mention it. We don't need to mention it. So, it's a longer discussion. My time. Why does a person not need to mention wind and dew? Because God will never withhold it from the world, because otherwise the world would not survive. How do we know that God that do is so indispensable will never be withheld? Eliyahu says to the inhabitants of Gilad. Eliyahu, who was an inhabitant of Gilad, said to Achav, Chai Hashem, he took a shvu, an oath by the life of God, Elkei Yisrael, the God of Israel, Sharmat Lefnechu, whom I before I stand. There shall not be dew or rain these years except according to my word. And it says 3 years passed. God says back to Eliyahu, go to Achav. Tell him, I'm going to send rain upon the earth. I'm going to now continue cause it to rain. But he did not mention dew. Why not? My time, because they said, turn the page, because God never withheld it. Like, even though Eliyahu said he would, God didn't withhold it. If dew is never withheld, so why would Eliyahu swear, seemingly now falsely, that dew would not fall? So this is what he meant to say. That dew of a blessing will not fall. It will not cause any plant growth. So yes, it will fall, but it won't be any plant growth. Then let God restore the dew of blessing. Why did and what if it was withheld? I mean, the dew fell, but the dew of blessing didn't fall. So why didn't Eliyahu, God tell Eliyahu, go restore the dew of blessing. Mishum, Lomin Karim Lilsa, because it's not really so apparent. And therefore, if Eliyahu says to Achav, God's now going to restore the dew, Achav will make fun of him and say, what are you talking about? It's not discernible. And he can make fun of him, calling him a liar, or just make or taunt him in general. Okay. Ella, or Ruchos Malon Lomistar. How do we know God will never withhold wind? So do we know? Because when Eliyahu told Achav it's not going to rain or have dew, then 3 years later, God only restored the rain because dew was never withheld. How do we know about wind? Omer Yishuv and Levi, Damar Kro. Kiva Arba Ruchos Hashemayim Parashti Aslim Dum Hashem. For like the winds of the heaven, I have spread you, said God. My Karmelu, what's God saying, telling the Jewish people? Elim Hach Karmelu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael. So if this is what God's saying to the Jewish people, Darkinchu Ba'arba Ruchid Alma, I have scattered you to the four corners of the earth. Yochi Ki Arba. Why did it say like four, which implies it's only an analogy? It should say Arba. Ba'arba mean by the way. It should say to the four corners, I spread you. El Hachi Kamar, Shem Shi Yesh Lo'olam B'lo Ruchos, just as it's impossible for the world to exist without wind, Kach Yesh Lo'olam B'lo Yisrael, so too it's impossible for the world to exist without the Jewish people. Okay. Omer Chanina, Hilkoch Mimozachama, and here's Halacha. During the summer months, as in between Passover and Sukkot, Omar Mash Ruach, you could person can say if a person says Mash Ruach ain't Machzira, so we don't make him go back because it's a true statement. Or more to gosh, we say make the rainfall Machzira, so we make him go back and recite the bracha without saying Mash Ruach because we don't more to gosh, because we don't want it to rain during those months, as we learned yesterday. Similarly, Vlood El Afil Omar Mavi Haruach Omafir Chatal. A person says he removes the wind and makes the dew fly away, ain machzirno, so we don't make him go back, because although he shouldn't have said that, it's a false statement, and it's not going to affect anything, because it's just impossible for there to be a world without wind or dew, because they're so indispensable for the world to function, for agriculture, etc. Tana, let's learn about that. But the sage is not obligated a person to mention cloud or winds. If a person wants to, maskir, you can mention it. What does he say? So Rashi says, you can say, mekasher of it. He causes clouds to kasher, to get tied together, to join together. My time up. Why mishum de lo mistari? Because these are never withheld. Lo mistari are clouds and winds never withheld. Vatani, we learned in the Brisa. Yosef says, v'otzas ha-shamayim. The pasuk tells us as part of the punishment that in God will restrain the heavens. In oven and ruchos, what's this referring to? To the clouds and winds. Atar min oven ruchos. How do we know that? Because you might have thought it's referring to clouds and winds. Or perhaps it's referring to God will withhold the heavens from raining. When it says following that, God withhold the restrain the heavens, and there will be no rain. Hari Matar Omar. We already mentioned the rain. So then what are we coming to add? And we said God will restrain the heavens. Ruchos from the clouds and the wind. Thus we see God will withhold the clouds and wind. So Kosher Ruchos are Ruchos to a contradiction. One verse says God will never withhold the winds. Next one says it will. Kashma Avavavan. Similarly with the wind. So Avavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Shaul, which is the early clouds before the rain, whereas the rain, the clouds after the rain, will be withheld. Ruchos are ruchos. Lo kasha habruch matsuya habruch shein matsuya. Normal wind, so that will never be withheld. Wind that's extraordinary, not destructive, but extraordinary, will be withheld. Okay. Ruach shein matsuya chazle levei diri. So he says, 1 minute. But we need extraordinary wind because that's how you can do the malacha of threshing, of separating the chaff from the grain. So how are we gonna? We can never have bread without it. So after a bit nafhu, so you can use a sieve for that. And therefore, extraordinary winds just make the process more efficient, but they're not essential. And God will withhold it as a punishment. Tanya, another bright side about winds and clouds. Clouds and wind are secondary to rain, as in just as rain is beneficial and a necessity, so to clouds and wind are. This refers to after the rain, somehow the clouds and the winds benefit the earth. Are you trying to tell me it's advantageous, it's good for it to be windy after rainfall? God was angry at us. He said, I'll punish you, I'll make the rain of your land dust and dirt. As in what's going to happen is, so that seemingly it's not a good thing that it's gonna be the rain, the dust, and the dirt all over the place is a punishment. So Amar Rav Ulavi Tem Rav Yehuda Zika Debasa Mitra. No, when it's windy after rainfall, that's a bad thing. So why is it a bad thing? Because it stirs up the dirt, it clings to the crops, it causes them to get heavy, it breaks them, etc. Point is, a minute ago we said clouds after rain are good, and wind and cloud and wind after rain are good, and now we're saying it's bad. When it's blows gently, so then it's good. When it blows forcefully and it causes the dirt to get all over the plants, it's bad. Because forceful wind causes dust to rise, and therefore it's bad. Where it's gentle wind, it's not caused to rise, and therefore it only is good. Zika debasa mitra kemitra. Wind after rainfall is just as good as the rain itself, even debasa mitra kemitra. Clouds after rainfall are good as well. Again, I'm not really sure why. Shimsha debasa mitra ketre mitra. Sunshine after rainfall is beneficial to rainfalls. Now the sun will cause the plants to grow even more. The Mute Mais seems to say there are things that are not beneficial after rain. What are they? Mute Gili Delaylai, flashes of light. See, I guess it's not lightning. I'm not really sure what it is. Maybe it's it's the lightning I don't know. Vishimshid Vnei Kirisai. And when it's the sunlight that appears between the patches of the clouds, as in it's not full sunlight, it's only partial. Amarava, Mali Talga, Luturi Bechamsha, Mitrate La'ara. Says as follows, that snow is as beneficial to mountains as five rainfalls are to the ground. Okay. Shinamar ki l'shele yomer hava eretz v'geshe mat v'geshe mitras uzo. The pasuk tells us in Eov, for he said to the snow, be on the ground, the shower of rain, and the shower of its mighty rains. So five rain is mentioned five times in this verse to imply that rain is snow is compared to five rainfalls. I wish you all a wonderful day.